rushing off the last game and going back to work? Is that taking
Yeah, you know, it's a part of being a pro. Every week's a new week. Every week's a new opportunity to go out and get better and execute a game plan that's put in front of you. We know that this is a game for us to go out there and try to put together a full game for once, and we're looking forward to working as hard as we can this week to prepare for that.
Slower starts offensively. How do you prevent that from happening for a fourth straight week?
It's a mentality. Once again, it's a mindset, and it's you have to be focused in on that all week. We know that we got to start every practice fast. We got to start every rep of a drill fast. And that hopefully will carry into the game so we can go out and execute our game plan as best as we can in that first quarter.
The fact that Vontaze Burfict is back for this game and you don't have any game film of this year to look at, have you looked at last year?
Yeah. Fortunately, in this division, we played every team twice. So last year, we can go back and watch the film on him and see his tendencies, and use all my different teammates' knowledge of playing against him to try to go out and stop one of their best players in defense.
What do you think of him? What he means to their defense?
I mean, he's their spark. He's their energy. He's definitely one of their key guys on that side. And every week, it's our job on offense to stop their key players. So that's definitely a guy that we got to be eyeing on.
Something that maybe things don't show up statistically. How have you grown these first 3 weeks of the season?
I'm becoming more comfortable each week. I'm learning how to be a pro. I'm learning from some of the best around me, and just trying to taking every experience for what it is, and do my best to get better each week.
Hey, Deshaun, I know you've been good about sliding when you've been outside of the pocket scrambling. With a guy like Burfict and the reputation he has, do you even have to be more careful when you're running around?
It's the ref's job to make sure that the quarterback's protected when he does slide, and it's my job to make sure that I don't take as many hits as I possibly can. And I'm sure that after this little time off that he's learned somewhat of a lesson, but if he hasn't, I just got to make sure I'm protecting myself.
Did you feel that hit
you feel every hit you take in this league. There's a lot of big guys who are flying around, but completely healthy and ready to go.
Should that have been
my slide was a little late. I got to make sure that if I'm going to protect myself, I'm doing it properly.
How about that shot to the knee that they did call the penalty on?
Yeah, completely okay, completely healthy from it, but that's once again an opportunity for the officials in our league to continue to protect the quarterback. Malik and I are good friends off the field, so I know you had no harmful intentions in that. Yeah, we talked after a little bit. I told him that, make sure he lets me play in the next week, and he did.
Hey, obviously, you mean to go ahead, Tom. Thanks, Tom. I appreciate it. Obviously, you weren't here last year when this team went through a long stretch without a win. How do you not let that kind of creep into your psyche? Just the idea that we've got to get a win, we got to start showing that we can play a full 60 minutes.
Well, it's the same answer to why we're having lulls in games, and that's that you got to focus in on each rep, and you got to allow that to drive your mentality. For us, if we're not winning from within and we're not taking every play serious and not trying to execute every play for the rep that it is, we're going to continue to go through the lulls that we're going through. I think that we're learning each week how important it is to execute every play and how hard it is to go out and win games. And that mindset now is being transferred into practice, and we're practicing harder than ever, and we're preparing harder than ever. So hopefully we can get put that behind us.
I'm sorry, you see that sinking in, though? You see a change in that with guys? I mean, it's a very young team, but you see a change in that?
Absolutely. You know, every time we step on that field, it's another opportunity to learn. And we're becoming more experienced as an offense, more experienced, and every individual is becoming more experienced every time he steps out on the field. So we're learning. We're getting better, and we definitely feel that progress here. That mentality is what drives us in practice to get better.
I don't mean to jinx you with this question.
That's a horrible start.
Have you ever had to leave any game at any level because of an injury?
I've not. I've been fortunate enough to be healthy.
You never missed an entire game from an injury during practice, right?
Never once.
Keep it up.
Yeah, I will.
What do you think has to be done overall to improve on third down? Because that's obviously an issue for you.
You know, there's a lot that goes into third down. Obviously, it's an opportunity for a defense, depending upon the distance, what look they're going to give us. They can get into some of their exotics, but it's on us on offense to, one, get the play in fast, get it communicated fast so we can get out there and see what the defense has given us. And then from there, it's just about executing. You got to execute like every other down. It's about making sure that each guy out there is doing every part of his job, from his release, if he's a receiver, from his technique, if he's blocking. And on my part, making sure my mechanics are the same as they always been, and make sure that the ball is exactly where it needs to be.
So how much do you think the problem is on first and second down that leads to those? I mean, I don't know what the numbers are, but you got a lot of third and longs, it seems.
Yeah, there's penalties that get involved in that. There's and lacks of execution. But I think right now the only thing that we can control the easier standpoint is those penalties. If we don't start at first and 10 or first and 20, that's going to give us a better chance to be in third and short, where we can be a little more predictable in what the defense gives us and run the proper play against it.
When you see a guy like Andy Dalton that's kind of, also hovering, down in the ratings and all the categories, does that, help you to realize that even good quarterbacks, sometimes maybe it takes time to get started? Or
ratings mean absolutely nothing. I think we saw him last week that he's a very talented guy, and he's been in his system and has worked his way to the top of this league as a quarterback. I think that it goes to show for myself and for him that each week you got to go out and grind, you got to go out and prepare, and that at any point in time a defense can come out and give their best game against you, and you got to be able to respond to that. So I'm sure that he's motivated as well as I am to go out and prepare and work as hard as we can to up our game each week.
Have you ever talked to him or met him or talked about Q's offense with him in any way, shape, or form?
I have not.
Q has wanted to use the running game as a tool to even kind of help you get you through the first couple weeks, if not even your first season, because of a variety of circumstances within the game that hasn't really materialized. Is that a little bit of a sense of frustration from just an overall offensive perspective, the fact that you guys have wanted to use that run game and you maybe have not been able to use it?
Well, it's about taking what the defense has given you. I think that everyone in the country knows that we have a very good offensive line and two really good running backs out there, running the ball. So in order to stop that, they're going to put an extra guy in the box, and we got to respond properly and put the ball in the air a couple times. It's our goal each week to make sure that our running game is one of the best out in the league, and we're doing whatever we can to improve that. And that once again goes into each guy executing his job, from me carrying out fakes to our offensive line making sure they're taking the play side step. Whatever it is, we just got to make sure that we're executing and taking what the defense gives us.
Sean, what kind of chemistry do you have with Jordan Leslin? What is that catch he had for you and the trust you have?
Well, it's awesome, man. To think that Jordan was, last weekend sitting on his couch cheering us on, and now he's out here making plays for us is awesome. Jordan and I have been working together since rookie camp. He was back with us in rookie camp and got to know him then, and I've been throwing routes to him quite a bit. And we all know that he's a big play guy. He's going to go out and he's going to work hard, and he's going to do whatever he can to keep the ball in his hand. So just like everyone else out there, we're going to use him for the abilities that he does have. And we saw last week that one of those is making big plays.
Do you see him get more opportunities as we move on?
Once in this system, there really isn't much of a get the ball to this guy and target that guy. It's more of a system in which we're just going to respond to what the defense gives us. And I'm sure that if they allow him to have some one-on-one matchups, that, we got to get the ball his way.
I know you said all the right things about your receivers, after the game Sunday, and how you still like confidence in them. Did they say anything to you after that game?
Yeah, we've talked quite a bit. We got in the film room early today. We'll continue to, work on that. We know that in order for us to be successful, there's going to have to be a lot of chemistry. There's going to have to be a great understanding of timing. And once again, completing balls is difficult in this league. And in order to do so, it's what we work on, Monday through Saturday, that allows us to be successful on Sunday. So we've been right back in the lab working as hard as we can to make sure that we have a better outing next time we step out the field.
I know you commented on Duke Johnson after the game. What makes him such a dangerous playmaker, and what can you guys do to maximize that, get him in as many touches as possible?
Yeah, he's versatile. He's a running back. He catches the ball and runs routes like a receiver. And for that, we got to make sure that as one of our better playmakers, the ball's in his hand. And one of his best attributes is once the ball is in his hands, whether it be on a toss sweep or a quick pass, when he's in space, he does a really good job of making guys miss. And in this league, you got to make sure that the better players on your team are getting the right amount of touches. And For us, we know that anytime the ball's in Duke's hands, there's an ability for us to push an 8-yard gain to a 20-yard gain. So we got to do whatever we can to game plan and schematically get the ball in the matchups with one of our better guys matched up with linebackers and safeties.
What have you learned about that?
How eager are you to see Miles out there?
Can't wait. Can't wait. You know, I've seen him since rookie minicamp, OTAs. He's a freak of an athlete, and I can't wait for him to come out and make some plays for us now.
Has he been, like, tearing the doors off their frames back here, like, chopping at the bed?
Yeah, he can't wait, and he's been working his butt off and getting back out in the field, and I'm excited to see him when that time comes.
Zeigler spent so much time with the Bengals, and now he's with you. What have you learned about him in your time with him?
Learned about the Bengals too, Zeigler?
No, Zeigler. Just
him in general. He hardest worker on the team. He's strong. He lives in a weight room. He understands what it takes to be great, and that's why we were able to bring him over and you know, make him one of the highest paid of this position, because he knows what to do. His discipline is what's required for us all to be great. And when you take that and add it with JC at center, you know, Joe, Joel, and Sean, you have a great group that are all learning from each other. You know, the discipline that Zeit has, the technique that JC has, and then all the experience that Joe has can lead the other guys who are stepping up into those new roles with Sean on the right side to the success that we want to have in offensive line.
Does it bother you that your receivers are, you know, taking a ton of heat, and, you know, a lot of people say that you have bad receivers?
Yeah, we want to be the best group throughout in every unit. And for us, we know we have the ability through our talent to be one of the better receiving cores and better passing offenses in this league. So when we're not out there having success, that is frustrating. But it also acts as a fire under us when we're going out week to week to make us work harder. The style of practice that we had in training camp versus the style of practice we have now are completely different, because we know what it takes to go out there and play at the highest level. So every week we've been upping our game. We've been upping it up, and I look forward to getting back out there this week and seeing what these guys are ready to do.
When you get see one of the guys who's consistently gotten open for you, or for both you and Kevin, is Devaux. What does he do to? There's times it just seems like he's wide open and you guys are hitting him.
Well, you know, he's a very athletic tight end, and when you match up tight ends with linebackers and safeties, they do what they do. And you know, Seth and David are both guys who are two of the better receiving tight ends in this league. And we got to do our best now on offense, and once again, getting those guys in positions where we can get them the ball, because they can make big plays for us. And, you know, with this third down situation we're having recently, that might be a good outlet for us to get to.
Yeah, I know you're a hoops guy. What do you think of D-Wade joining the Cavs?
I can't wait. Big hoops guy. Been a Cavs fan since I've been growing up, and now to see him over, I'm excited to see how this team goes.
Could you imagine a lineup with LeBron, Derrick Rose, D-Wade?
I can't imagine it. We'll see. We'll see. All these super teams that are happening, I think that right here in Cleveland, we got one of the best.
Do you imagine tearing yourself away from here every once in a while to go to a Cavs game?
Absolutely, especially in the offseason. In season, I can tell you I don't have much time to get over to Cavs games, but I'm looking forward to supporting them.
So long term,
last one
career, I know you're coached week to week, but do you see an upside to facing the three AFC North teams, like, right off the bat and getting
absolutely
that experience right off the bat?
Absolutely. You know, the grit, the toughness that comes in this division makes when we play other divisions. It just gives us a different mentality. You know, that toughness that you have is what football is all about. And when you're playing against three of the better defenses in the country twice a year, you're gonna create a mindset that allows you to go elsewhere and dominate teams. And so our ability right now to play against these guys and get these experiences are going to be things that motivate us and drive us to, once again, leave our division, leave our conference, and go out and have success.